Good evening. It's 7 o'clock, and you're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And it's time for a musical talk. I want to tell you that... Hey, tap on that mic just real quick. Okay, it's working. I want to tell you that WIR programming is generously supported by founding underwriter Sticky Rice. In the Fan at the corner of Main and Strawberry Streets, open for lunch and dinner daily, 11:30 a.m. until the late hours. Sticky Rice serves fresh sashimi, spring rolls, tempura rolls, bowls of noodles, buckets of tater tots, dinners, and daily sushi specials. Sticky Rice is on the web at ilovestickyrice.com, stickyricefan.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you, Sticky Rice. And thanks for tuning in to If Music Could Talk. It's 7:03 now, and it's time to start the show. Today, we are going to be, Karishma and I, DJ Karishma. Hello, Karishma.
Hello.
She's back, and we've got lots of great music in store for you tonight to celebrate the Eid. Music that celebrates the Eid, which I guess is coming up very soon. Is it 2 days
yes,
from now?
It is coming up on Monday.
Okay. So we wish you a very happy Eid, and I guess we're going to start with a song. Do you want to start it off? We have to actually plug your... So I'm going to start it off. I'm going to play this song by Ustad Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan to start off. And this is Eid Ka Chand on If Music Could Talk. And we'll tell you some more about the Eid in a little bit, if you don't know already.
के दामन को जो देखा वो मिला ईद का चांद ईद का चांद ईद का चांद ईद का चांद अपनी तस्वीर कहाँ भूल गया ईद का चांद जाके दामन
Yeah.
अखियां बढ़ गई जब जीस्त की तैमाने में तलखियां बढ़ गई जब जीस्त की तैमाने में भूल कर दर्द के मारों ने पिया ईद का चांद जाके दामन को जो देखा तो मेरा ईद का चांद ईद का चांद ईद का चांद ईद का चांद चश्म तो उस अफलाक कोई सावर चश्म तो उस अफलाक कोई सावर दिल ने एक और जगह ढूंढ लिया ईद का चांद जाके दामन को जो देखा तो मिला ईद का चांद ईद का चांद ईद का चांद ईद का चांद अपनी तस्वीर कहाँ भूल गया ईद का चांद जाके दामन को जो
And that was Ustad Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan with Eid Ka Chan, Chan meaning moon.
That's correct.
And Karishma is going to tell you a little bit more about the word Eid and what it means to people who celebrate Eid.
All right. Well, once again, hello, Richmond. It is really nice to be back. I would like to start out by saying Assalamu Alaikum to everyone who is going to be celebrating Eid. And I'll also say Eid Mubarak or Akhtar Mubarak,
Eid
Mubarak, yes. And basically what that means is, like we say, you know, Merry Christmas, Merry Eid, or greetings on Eid, or congratulations on Eid. So what Eid is, I don't know if you guys have heard or not, this past month was Ramadan, which is the month of fasting for all the Muslims. And so the last day of fasting will be on Monday, and Eid is on Tuesday. So this is a big celebration. You come out early in the morning and you have your morning prayers and everybody dresses up in the best and newest clothes possible. And you go around and you greet each other and there's tons of food. I think they make up for that month that they were fasting, really. And you greet the elderlies. And if you're a younger kid, hey, I'm happy for you. You get lots of money, hopefully.
Oh, yeah?
So it's basically a big celebration around the Muslim world. And they're celebrating the end of Ramadan or the fasting month. And this is Eid al-Fitr. And so what we're trying to do today for you is bring you some music from all the different cultures and different languages and backgrounds and how they celebrate Eid through music. So,
yeah. Oh, just as a side note, too, I mean, you mentioned being celebrated all over the world, just so many different places that Muslims have this holiday. And it's celebrated in slightly different ways, but for the most part, the theme and the meaning behind it is all the same.
Oh, absolutely.
But different cultural traditions have different,
I think when it comes to the faith part of it, that's, I would say, would be something that's the same. Meaning, you know, they all are fasting for 30 or so more day, depending on the month, because they follow the lunar calendar. But then when it comes to the tradition of Eid and how it's celebrated and the different types of food and the different clothing and even just the different events that happen. Like, for example, I grew up in Afghanistan, and there during the Eid day, no, the kids are never home. We're all outside. There are like different games you play that only happen on Eid.
Wow.
You know, a big bazaar or what do you call it? Kind of like a circus type of thing would open up in the community and the kids will be there until late night. Other cultures have fireworks that happen. And then, of course, the biggest, and I think most cultures have this, is henna. So on the last night of fasting, the night before Eid morning, all the young ladies and the girls, they'll put henna on as a celebration. And that's also a big night for everyone. People stay up all night cooking, you know, preparing food, getting your clothes ready.
So people stay up all night during Ramadan, too.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, if you have Muslim friends and they're on Facebook at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's probably because they're waiting to eat a big breakfast. So that is definitely true. But just in general, yes, every culture celebrates it differently. When it comes to the, you know, the festivities of Eid, they have different food, like I said before, and different ways of coming together as a community and celebrating that.
So how does the music come into it? And I mean, a lot of these songs are just, you know, celebration songs and religious celebration songs.
Yes, yes. I think for the most part, the songs are religious, you know, in their theme. But then there are also songs that just talks about the beauty of that environment and being in such a festive environment where everyone is celebrating, you know?
Yeah.
And or like the song we just heard, it talks about Eid ka chand, meaning the moon of Eid, you know, because they have to see the moon. There's the sighting that happens. And a lot of the time in poetry, you know, they will kind of make hint towards that moon and how... and they will refer to the moon and they'll talk about that. So I think the music... most cultures have it. They celebrate either the day of the Eid or they will celebrate Ramadan itself. They will refer to that in their songs. And then most of other cultures and communities will kind of refer to the festivities that take place during this day. There are even songs that talk about, you know, the different clothes and the different colors and just fireworks. I think I heard a song about fireworks the other day and I can't remember what it was. So, yeah, there are different ways of celebrating Eid.
Yeah, and it looks like when I looked it up on Wikipedia, the place I always go first.
Oh, yeah.
There's a column on the right side. It says Eid al-Fitr, the festival of purification after completing the fasting month. But then it says also called, and it's got a list that goes all the way down the page. So there's different names for this, this holiday, but they all refer to that same
day. To the same, so. Yes. There's a lot of different names depending on the culture you come from. You know, they will refer to it as a small Eid sometimes from what I've heard. And then they have another Eid coming up and they'll refer to that as the big Eid. Hmm. So there are definitely different names when it comes down to the cultures.
So what are we going to start with here?
Well, we are going to start with a song. It's in English and it is by Sami Yusuf. And it is, I believe, called, let me see if I can check my site. Well, it's called Eid Song. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice and sing it. For this is the day of Eid. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah, alayhi salatullah.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets, their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah, alayhi salatullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah.
Mosques are full of worshippers in rows, straight and neat. Their Lord they remember, he
his name they repeat. Their hands are raised to the sky, they supplicate and plead. On this blessed day, forgive us, they entreat. Let us rejoice in it. This is the day of aid. Let us rejoice in it. For this is the day of aid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatu.
People are giving charity and helping those in need. In giving, they're competing. Today there is no greed. Let us rejoice in him. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice in it. For this is the day of Eid. Everyone they meet, let us rejoice in it. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice in it. For this is the day of Eid.
So we are back once again. That was a song by Sami Yusuf, and it's called "Let Us Rejoice in Eid." Now I know the name. Before we move on to our next song, I would just like to kind of talk about, you know, what does it mean in Islam, or as Muslims, why we put so much emphasis on community building and working within your community and also community service? Because I think he mentioned that in the song. This is the day where we give charity, and charity doesn't necessarily mean, you know, in form of finances. It also means giving an hour here and there towards the betterment and building of your society and your community. A lot of the time, during the month of Ramadan, it's the month where you abstain, you know, from eating and drinking, you're fasting. But then at the same time, it is recommended that, you know, you pick up on good behavior. For example, they will say a lot of the time that not to use foul language. A lot of that's one of the biggest thing. And then another thing is giving charity. A lot of the, I know here in Richmond City, the Muslim Student Association, we'll have this event called Project Downtown, where we go to Monroe Park and we make sandwiches, or I think this last Friday we had pizza. And you just, you know, give it out to the people there who are less fortunate than us. It's also a good time of reminder and reflection to think about, while we might readily have, you know, options of different kind of drinks and juices and stuff, not everybody in the world is fortunate enough to have that. So that's the big thing in Islam, is charity, I would say, more so important than anything else, personally, I think. But then also community building and working with people, you know, not just Muslims, Muslims and non-Muslims living in your community, making them safe, building that neighborhood feeling of knowing your neighbor, treating them with respect, being there for them. A big emphasis is put on that is to be a friend to your neighbor, be the first one there for them. These are at least the values that I grew up with. And a lot of Muslims share that. And it's a big part of Islam to be a brother and a sister to anyone and everyone who's around you and in your area. So with that said, do we have a question, Kyle?
Not at all, but okay. I'm really glad you said that. I think it's good to be talking about community on a community radio station here and
absolutely
being sharing this holiday with people who may not have heard about much of it and know much about mm-hmm. like people like me. So thank you. And what do you have lined up next?
Next we have a song, and it's from Afghanistan, and it's also about Eid. It's a Farsi song, and it's a male singer, and I know his first name is Ahmed, but I cannot remember his last name. But it's one of the songs where, so the entire day, you know, you're running around, you're trying to make it to everybody's house to greet them. But at night, everybody gets tired, but the young people, you know, we're never tired. We come together, and there'll be a lot of, you know, music, and once again, a lot of food and sweets, baklavas. Oh, if you've never tried baklavas, must try it. So this will be the time for celebration where you will play this kind of a song. It's very uplifting and upbeat. So we'll go ahead and play this song for you, and it's, once again, a Farsi song from Afghanistan.
اگر یک روز نباشی بس جای دیگر کار میتوانه بس جای دیگر کار میتوانه
داری گلی میدت مبارک خوشی و دید و آدید مبارک خوشی و دید و آدید مبارک کشتی چی بیرو باری داره بیا یار جان بپوشیم جامعه نو بیار از کنه کالا رو داره بیار از کنه کالا رو داره بیار مباره خوشی و دید و آدیدت مباره خوشی و دید و آدیدت مباره
خوشی و دید و آدید مبارک تنهایی دست پالنگی مدوزد.
The next song is a Bollywood Eid song from India. So it's in Urdu slash Hindi, and it is from a movie with Salman Khan in it. So please enjoy.
Assalam, Eid ka hai yaro ye payam.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Assalam alaikum, assalam. Eid ka hai yaro ye payam. Ye Eid ka tyohar hai, khushiyon ka hai tyohar. Ye Eid ka tyohar hai, khushiyon ka hai tyohar. मेरा है ये सबका है त्योहार ये प्यार का पैगाम है ये प्यार का पैगाम मुबारक ईद मुबारक ईद मुबारक मुबारक ईद मुबारक मुबारक ईद मुबारक ये प्यार का पैगाम है ये प्यार का पैगाम मुबारक ईद मुबारक ईद मुबारक हाय मुबारक ईद मुबारक मुबारक ईद मुबारक
समझे प्यार को वो है सबका यार प्यार नहीं तो कुछ भी नहीं प्यार से है संसार
हो यूं शबनमी नहीं थी चांदनी चांद वो भरमा गया तुझको देखा तो शर्मा गया वो चुराने लगा है नजर यूं शबनमी देखो चांद आया चांद नजर आया
देखो चांद
That was a special request, I think.
Yes, that was from Zermaina Wasim, and there is her request. And once again, those were both from two relatively very well-known Bollywood movies, and they were both about Eid. The second one was about, once again, the moon, Chand, and the first one was just about the day of Eid. It started out with saying, Assalamu Alaikum, which means peace be upon you. And I think our next selection, DJ Carlito is going to take over.
Yes, that's right. And I also want to say assalamu alaikum to everyone out there listening tonight.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And it's just past 7:30, so I should also tell you that you're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And so, last year, went to Malaysia and Singapore, and Malaysia is a predominantly Muslim country, and they also celebrate the Eid, Eid al-Fitr, and it's called over there, it's referred to as Hari Raya. So I'll read this little thing here. The Eid, Hari Raya, Eid al-Fitri, is a Malay term for Eid al-Fitr, and Hari Raya is also known as Lebaran. Muslims in Brunei, Malaysia, and Singapore celebrate Eid like other Muslims throughout the world, and the term Hari Raya literally means day of celebration. The main greeting used by Muslims in Malaysia and Singapore is Salamat Hari Raya, which means Happy Eid. And another greeting is Maaf Zahir Dan Batin, which translates to I seek forgiveness from you physically and spiritually. For Hari Raya is a time to ask for forgiveness and reconcile and renew relationships with others. So what I was told when I was leaving Malaysia, which was late July, that was that I was going to miss Hari Raya, and everyone was really mad at me that I was actually going to be leaving for the best part of the best, one of the best days of the Malay calendar year, where, as Karishma was also explaining, you know, everyone has their traditions for Eid, and in Malaysia, everyone goes back to their hometown usually. Most people do, and the end of Ramadan, there's a lot of food brought out, and actually, in parts of Kuala Lumpur and Singapore, people set up tents all the way up and down the street, and all the food sellers come out and fix special dishes, and there's a lot of music concerts and a lot of carrying on. So I wish I could have been there for that, and someday maybe I will have to go over for Hari Raya. But I just say that I've got a lot of music from Malaysia that celebrates the Eid, and I'm going to play some for you. So I guess the first one I'm going to play here, and before I do play anything, I'm going to say Selamat Hari Raya to everyone out there in Malaysia and Singapore, if you're listening or if you catch this later on. But I'll start off with a song by, this is actually, was told to me, Mr. Joe Chalaya of the Jayhawkers, Rosia Latif and the Jayhawkers, who I interviewed while I was over there, told me that, well, shared this link online and said, this is the Hari Raya song. This is like one of the best in his opinion. So I'm going to start off with this one. This is Fazida Joned with Selamat Hari Raya.
Bakalım. teman, mari saudara kita bergembira. Lupakanlah hatimu yang selama, selama hari raya.
So that was Fazida Joned. And up next, we're going to hear the person credited with starting pop Ye Ye, Mr. M. Osman, the late great M. Osman, and his wife, who I was lucky to meet her, Afida S. So this is the lovely couple, M. Osman and Afida S, singing Hari Raya.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. Oh, kau pindah? Masuklah.
Selamat ya, Gayu, Mat.
Oh, kau pun datang, Man?
Ya, Bang Mat. Terlebih dulu kami ni datang nak minta maaf.
Begitu juga saya. Nak minta maaf dengan Abang Mat. Halalkanlah apa yang termakan dan terminum tu.
Tentang makan minum tu, aku halalkanlah. Tapi tentang hutang kau dengan aku tu, janganlah pula kau lupakan dia, Mat.
Kini tiba hari bahagia, bertemu rasa gembira, tertawa sambil bersenda, hai bersenda.
Maaf tuan, adik dan kakak, saudara kita semua, menjelang hari mulia, hari raya.
Halalkan termakan
ataupun minuman,
tanda suci dan ikhlas hati
yang diberi.
Mari berjabat tangan,
berserahkan ikatan,
zahir batin jadi ingatan
berpanjangan.
Jangan sedih bermuram saja,
terkenang kisah yang lama,
ketika bersukaria
hari raya.
Termakan
ataupun minuman,
tanda suci dan ikhlas hati
yang diberi.
Mari berjabat tangan,
berserahkan ikatan,
zahir batin jadi ingatan
berpanjangan.
Jangan sedih bermuram saja,
terkenang kisah yang lama,
ketika bersukaria
hari raya.
Yeah, so that was Hari Raya. We'll be playing more Hari Raya songs in the next hour and 15 minutes. But we're gonna go back to Karishma here, DJ Karishma. You've got some Arabic songs here lined up, right?
Yes, indeed, we do have some Arabic songs. Except I don't know exactly who the singers are, but from what I know is that the song is called Wala Lasi Badri, and it's an Eid song. Apparently, it's a very famous Eid song, and from what I can tell, it's a more traditional one. So we will go ahead and listen to that, and if you know anything about it, if you might by any chance know the singer, please feel free to post it on the website, where Carl will be posting the names of the songs and also any other information that we have. But once again, this is an Arabic famous Eid song, and we'll go ahead and play it.
Tembil bedri bedri, wil ayyam bedri. Tembil bedri bedri. طلع البهية بفرحة سلامك ولو دع صيامك بفرحة سلامك ولو دع صيامك والله لسه بدري والله يا شهر الصيام والله لسه بدري والله يا شهر الصيام
كمل بدري بدري والايام بتجري كمل بدري بدري والايام بتجري
أيامك قليلة والشوق مش قليل والغيبة طويلة عالصبر الجميل لسه بدري حبة يتملى الأحبة لسه بدري حبة يتملى الأحبة يا شهر الصيام والله لسه بدري والله يا شهر الصيام
كمل بدري بدري والأيام بتجري كمل بدري بدري والأيام بتجري
وتنور شموع بتحلف يتيمك ما تلمح دموع وتسر بقدومك وتنور شموع وتسيب لهم وداعك فوق الأرض عيد وتسيب لهم وداعك فوق الأرض عيد شهر الصيام والله لسه بدري والله يا شهر الصيام
كمل بدري بدري والأيام بتجري كمل بدري بدري والأيام بتجري
والله لسه بدري والله يا شهر الصيام والله لسه بدري والله يا شهر الصيام.
All right, that was an Arabic song that we don't have much information about right now.
Walla Lisa Badri.
Walla Lisa Badri, yes, and it's an Eid celebration song. So I have some information here. It is by Art 180, which is basically art, and well, it gives young people the chance to express themselves through art and to share their stories with others. Art 180 creates and provides art-related programs to young people living in challenging circumstances, encouraging personal and community change through self-expression. To learn more about Art 180, its programs and events, or to become an Art 180 volunteer, please visit www.art180.org on the web, or you can also call 804-233-4180. Once again, that is 804-233-4180.
And you're listening to Of Musical Talk on WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And I want to say happy Eid to everyone. Assalamu alaikum and salamat hari raya to everyone listening tonight.
You can add Akhtar Mubarak if you can say it. That's in Pashto.
Akhtar Mubarak.
There you go. That's close.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I should say it a little more conviction next time. I'll try. Where are we going to... Oh. Yeah, I did say WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, your community radio station bringing you diversity of opinion, culture, and news and views. And this is your community radio station. So if you're interested in volunteering or want to know more about WIR, you can go to WIR.org and check it out. We have our playlist there too. And also we podcast, a lot of the DJs podcast their shows. So this one will be up later on if you want to go back and listen to it. But nothing's better than live radio, so that's what we're doing here tonight. We're bringing you all this music and information live and keeping it spontaneous. And I think up next, DJ Karishma had some stuff from Bangladesh.
Was yes, that? We have a song from, it's a Bengali song or a Bangla song, as some people would say, and it's called Chadar Palki Chori. And it is also a very famous Eid song, but I can't exactly translate it for you at this moment. I will do some search after the song. However, all my Bengali friends out there at VCU, if you know information about it, please post it. We will go ahead and play this song right now.
আসলো সবার ঘরে আসলো খুশির বল ঈদ মুবারক ঈদ মুবারক ঈদ মুবারক বল ঈদ মুবারক ঈদ মুবারক ঈদ মুবারক চাঁদের পালকি ছোড়ে আসলো সবার ঘরে আসলো খুশির ছোট্ট খুকি গরিব ধনী দুঃখী সুখী মিলব সবাই এক সারিতে আমাদের এই পৃথিবীতে ছোট্ট খোকা ছোট্ট খুকি গরিব ধনী দুঃখী সুখী মিলব সবাই এক সারিতে আমাদের এই পৃথিবীতে তাই এ খুশির বল ঈদ মুবারক ঈদ মুবারক ঈদ মুবারক বল ঈদ মুবারক ঈদ মুবারক ঈদ মুবারক মিষ্টি কথা নাই রে কোনো দুঃখ ব্যথা শত্রুতা নেই হাত বাড়াতে সবাই এলো সারা দিতে মিষ্টি সুখে মিষ্টি কথা নাই রে কোনো দুঃখ ব্যথা শত্রুতা নেই হাত বাড়াতে সবাই এলো সারা দিতে
বলো খুশির ঈদ বলো ঈদ মোবারক ঈদ মোবারক ঈদ মোবারক
That was another Bengali or Bangla song, and we played one more before then as well. Next up, we are going to play a classic Arabic song, and it is called Ya Laylatul Eid, meaning the night of Eid. All right. So that was another Arabic song, a classic one. And next up, we are going to play a song by Naghma, and she is a Pashtun singer from Afghanistan. And the song is called Akhtar Mubarak. Akhtar in Pashto means Eid. So once again, Eid Mubarak. And we will play that song right about now.
Shabbat Shalom, Mubarak.
Shalom, Mubarak.
Na tawdi.
right. So the first song that we played was by Nagma, and it was a Pashto Eid song, Akhtar Mubarak. And then the following song, that one that you just heard, was a very classic Urdu song from Pakistan about Eid and Eid's Chand or Eid Moon. Up next, we have another song, and it is also from a Pakistani film, I believe, a very old film, and it is called, it's called Eid Ka Din Hai, meaning it is the day of Eid, and we will go ahead and listen to it. The song is called Eid Ka Din Hai, meaning it is the day of Eid, and it is from the movie or the film Angare. It's a Pakistani old film. I'm sure it's pretty good. Next up, we have a Farsi song from Afghanistan, and this song is called Eid Mubarak Ham Watano, and it is saying, countrymen, fellow countrymen, Eid Mubarak to you, or congratulations on Eid. And it is by Sita Qasimi. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Eid Mubarak.
Well, this is really fun, and it's just amazing how many different traditions, different countries have music for Eid. It's all really fun stuff, and it sounds like a wonderful month, a wonderful way to end a very meaningful month of fasting, is to celebrate and visit family and stuff like that. So
absolutely.
I'm feeling the spirit, even though I'm new to all this. So we're going to go back to the Malay Hari Raya Eid music. And I'll say Selamat Hari Raya again to everyone out there listening. We'll play a song called Selamat Hari Raya by this time. And there's a lot of different songs with that title. This one is by another pop Ye Ye legend, Salim Ai, and his companion on vocals, Eni Latif. And that's Selamat Hari Raya to you. And after that, we'll hear one by the great Tan Sri P. Ramlee, the legend of Malaysia and Singapore, a national icon of both of those two countries. And he'll be doing Dendang Perantau. And stay tuned. This is Hari Raya music for Eid from Malaysia and Singapore.
Aku dan dia. takkan daya, masa takkan kembali. Hancur musnahlah semuanya. Impian yang tinggal menjadi kenang-kenanganku, hanya rangkaian kata dengan lagu tindak perantau.
The great Tan Sri P. Ramli, Dendang Perantau. And you're listening to Of Musical Talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Assalamu alaikum and salamat hari raya to everyone out there. And Karishma, DJ Karishma is here with me, and she's been providing I guess we're sort of half and half today with the track selection.
Teamwork.
This is a team effort here. And we're celebrating, the coming of Eid al-Fitr, which is next Tuesday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So all the music surrounding that wonderful tradition. And I've got one or two more songs from Malaysia here. And then we'll get back into some other stuff that DJ Karishma has to surprise you here for this last half hour of If Music Could Talk. This is one of the later 70s singers, and she's one of my favorites. I got a lot of favorites of Malaysian singers, but Junaina, Babyface Junaina, she still looks like, a high school girl even today. Always had this sweet, melodious voice, and you'll hear that up next in this song, Sausana Riang di Hari Raya. This is Junaina.
dari batin sekata selamat hari raya.
All right, let's hear another one from the 70s. This time from Salamia Hassan, who I was lucky enough to meet while I was over there as well. A great singer from the 70s, also a beautiful voice, and she's still singing today as well. So this is her and M. Daud doing Eid al-Fitri. And it's definitely a 70s tune. And Bill Lupoletti and P. Swan are in the house. And Bill just filled me in on what they say in parts of West Africa for the end of Ramadan is Bon Tabaski. So that's one way to say Happy Eid in parts. I guess maybe that would be Senegal and French-speaking areas. So we just heard Salamia Hassan doing Eid al-Fitri, a 70s upbeat song for Hari Raya. And we're going back to some selections from Karishma here. What do you have next?
Actually, let's see. Next up, we have an Indonesian Eid song, and it's called Selamatul Lebaran. It's by Ivan. So we will go ahead and play that song for you. And I really like the tune of this song.
Selamat Hari
30 hari menahan nafsu, 30 hari menahan diri, mengharapkan ridho ilahi.
30 hari telah kita lewati, segala doa semoga diijabahi. 30 hari bulan yang suci, semoga dapatkan kemenangan diri.
Selamat hari lebaran, minal aidin wal faizin. Selamat hari lebaran, mohon maaf lahir dan batin.
Usailah sudah bulan Ramadan, bulan yang suci penuh dengan ampunan.
Tiga puluh hari telah kita lewat, segala doa semoga diijabahi.
30 hari bulan yang suci, semoga dapatkan kemenangan diri.
Selamat hari lebaran, minal aidin wal faizin. Selamat hari lebaran, mohon maaf lahir dan batin. Selamat hari lebaran, minal aidin
Okay, so that was a song in Indonesian, Eid song. Next up, we have a song from Yugar, and it is the part, it's basically a part in Central Asia, the region, and it is now part of the Republic, People's Republic of China, and they are ethnic Turks, so this is one of their traditional Eid song that we will play for you right now, and we don't have much information on the singer for you as of now. But if you, any of the listeners, know anything about it, feel free to post it. Here we go.
Seni menekimsem o sevgimi kirledim. Çağım
Güdeyse yemeklerim Suyulamasam bulmaz He oynamasam bulmaz Yaxşı bilen kella ama ham termesek bulmaz
From Uyghur?
Ugar,
mm-hmm. Sorry. And up next, we have just a couple more songs left before Can't Stop the Music. But thank you, and thank you, Karishma, for bringing all this great music and information.
No. Thank you for having me.
As Bill reminded me, you know, Eid is celebrated all over the world, and in parts of Africa, especially, there's a big festival in province called Kano in Nigeria. It's a city, actually the capital of Kano State in northern Nigeria. And this festival is called the Durbar Festival. And the Emir of Kano hosts a Durbar to mark and celebrate the two annual Muslim festivals, the Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And the Durbar culminates in a procession of highly elaborately dressed horsemen who pass through the city to the Emir's palace. Once assembled near the palace, groups of horsemen, each group representing a nearby village, take its turn to charge towards the Emir, pulling up just feet in front of the seated dignitaries to offer their respect and allegiance. And this also is the time when everyone is elaborately dressed and celebrating Eid in this Nigerian tradition. So it's celebrated all over various parts of Africa and Muslim cultures in Africa. And I just have, I couldn't find any Durbar music, but this is music that you might, that includes the same instruments that you would hear during this big festival.
Yeah. أجمل فرحة تدمع شمل عرب رباعي سعدنا بيها بيخليها سعدنا بيها بيخليها ذكرى جميلة لبعد العيد العيد فرحة وأجمل فرحة العيد فرحة وأجمل فرحة تجمع شمل عرب رباعي سعدنا بيها بيخليها ذكرى جميلة لبعد العيد غنوا معايا غنوا قولوا ورايا قولوا غنوا معايا غنوا قولوا ورايا قولوا كسر يا رب في أعيادنا وافرح فيها البركة وزيد جانا العيد أهو جانا العيد جانا العيد أهو جانا العيد بركوا وحنوا سوا واتمنوا كل العالم يبقى سعيد كل أخوة بره وجوه كل أخوة بره وجوه كل فرح وهنا وزغاريش بركوا وحنوا سوا واتمنوا باركوا وهنوا سوا واتمنوا كل العالم يبقى سعيد كل أخوة بره وجوه كل أخوة بره وجوه كل فرح وهنا وزغاريت غنوا معايا غنوا قولوا ورايا قولوا غنوا معايا غنوا قولوا ورايا قولوا كسر يا رب في أعيادنا وافرح فيها البركة وتزيد جانا العيد أهو جانا العيد جانا العيد أهو جانا العيد أهلا بالعيد مرحب بالعيد أهلا بالعيد مرحب بالعيد أهلا بالعيد مرحب بالعيد
And definitely ending on a upbeat there. That was sound like maybe a children's song.
Absolutely. I would say it's a classic Arabic song. That's how that's the title that I found it under. But yes, definitely a children's song. I like it.
We've got one more here. And this one was one that Karishma picked out. It's a rock song from Malaysia.
Yes, it's an Eid rock song. And it is from Malaysia. And I think the group is called The Butterfly.
Cool, cool.
Yes. We will play that.
And we also wanted to give a big shout out to all the powerless people of Richmond and, of course, all up and down the East Coast. Everyone who doesn't have power and is listening via battery-powered radio right now, we salute you. And everyone, you know, who was affected by this nasty hurricane that came through, stay strong. And hopefully everyone is recovering okay today. So we send our hearts out to you.
Hang in there. We can do this together.
That's right. Yeah. Let's say goodbye to everyone. I just forgot how you told me how to say that. So
we can say it together.
Okay.
All right. So as our night comes down once again, Eid Mubarak, Akhtar Mubarak, everyone. And now we will say Allah Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz.